There is an example, a misal, an example. There is a doctor and we all address him as doctor, as the doctor. But sometimes he doesn't sit in the surgery, he doesn't attend the clinic, doesn't prescribe medicines, or he doesn't carry out any actions that are demonstrative of the fact that he's a doctor. But his name is doctor. His title is doctor. So why is his title doctor? He didn't implement his profession. Or let's take a teacher. What is the meaning of teacher? To teach. And we say, oh, there's a teacher. So what will come in our mind? That this, will he sell vegetables, potatoes? No, the teacher will teach books, educate children. And he won't, if he doesn't teach children, there's no kitab, or he doesn't look that he's teaching, but he's given the term teacher, then what kind of teacher will that person be? So he'll be a teacher by name, isn't it? You understand what I'm saying? I'll give you another example that, let's take different types of examples, similar. There's a driver, and we give the name, you are a driver, and he doesn't drive the car, he doesn't take people on a journey as the passengers in the car. So what kind of driver is he? When you say driver, or give the title driver, what will come into your mind? He'll have a license, he will drive a bus or a taxi or a vehicle. He's a driver, that's his profession, that's the career. Let's take a shopkeeper. Oh, he has this shop. Let's take, he's got the sweet shop. And you'll see that person, okay, let's go to his shop, let's buy some mitai, some sweets. He must make some nice mitai, barfi, Indian sweets. But he doesn't know how to make the barfi or the jalebi, or he doesn't know how to manufacture any sweets. So we give him the title, the shopkeeper who runs the sweet shop. So will you accept that person has that profession? You will not. So from these examples, the point that is arising is this, that you take an individual. If you want to accept a person for what he is, then not from name, not from the title, but you have to look at the attributes, the qualities of the person. If he's practicing those attributes and qualities, then you'll accept that person. There's a doctor, he's injecting people, giving medicines, prescribing medicines, injecting. He's a doctor. A person who's got the shop and he's a sweet maker, he sells the sweets. There's a teacher educating the children. You'll say, yes, he's educating the children and he's a teacher. So there's the title, but more important than that is the attributes and the characteristics that have been given to that person. Otherwise, there are many people who have got the title doctor, but they don't practice. So having the title and the name is another matter, but to have the name is one thing and to practice is another thing. So if there is no practice accompanying the title, then in reality, that person is not that profession. Doesn't matter, you can write on the name board, doctor of this and these professions and medical qualifications, or sweet maker, shopkeeper, but he doesn't do that. People laugh, that look, he's given himself the name. He's given himself the name, but he's not doing the profession. He's not acting the profession. He's not implementing. So brothers, this misal that we understand, this example is a great example. So let's go towards the proper point. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala has created insan, the human being. Along with which name? Insan, human being. We're the humans, aren't we? We're not some other title, is it? Not Chaudhary, Patel, or this name, or that name. No, Allah says insan. What is insan? You have a nose, you have two eyes, even the animals have this. Nice face, nice teeth, nice lips and a face with noor. You have two hands, two feet, nice body. Stomach's not out, rather it's in. Yeah, this looks good. So what we'll say, this person's insan. He's good, beautiful, handsome. And if he does exercise, then we say, oh, he's a wrestler, he's a bodybuilder. Oh, he's powerful, he's strong. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does Allah ta'ala state? In Sahih al-Bukhari, there's a hadith, you will have heard this many times, but this is from a unique angle that this point is coming out. There's a hadith in Bukhari, in Muslim, in Bayhaqi, and we hear this hadith often from the ulama, from the scholars, and you probably have remembering this hadith. It's in your mind, it's famous hadith, well known. Allah Ta'ala says that those people who remember Allah and those who don't, is like the difference between those who are alive and not alive. أَوْقَمَ قَالَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. You've heard this a few times, isn't it? So Allah Ta'ala mentions for insan, that you have two ears, you have the nose, you're handsome, you have the body, you eat pilau and sweet rice, and you run the shop, and you exercise and you have a business and you have four wives, a wife, and you have three children from each, and you have everything. You have a house and assets and a shop and a business. Everything totally you have. What do we call this person? Ah, yes, very good. He's achieved, successful. Allah Ta'ala says, الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ. Insan is the true human being, is the real human being who remembers me, Allah Ta'ala says. The doctor, the real doctor, is he who prescribes the medicines. The shopkeeper is the proper shopkeeper who runs the shop, runs the trade. So Allah Ta'ala has taken a big misconception away from us that don't consider yourself insan. If you want to consider yourself insan, then the proof is dhikr, remembrance of Allah. Any living creature on the face of the earth, human being, who lives, and look how important this is, dhikr of Allah. That woman, that man, that child who are on the face of the earth and remember Allah and are existent with the remembrance of Allah, they remember Allah and they do the dhikr of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says that these people are alive. الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ. So it is apparent that the person who remembers Allah is the person who is alive. And that is the person who is a human being. خَلَقَ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. يَعْبُدُونَ means what? Allah Ta'ala says that this is the point we extracted. Ya'budun, what is the meaning here? The remembrance of Allah, dhikr of Allah. This is the duty we've been given. Insan, human being, what duty have we been given? Allah Ta'ala says that we have been chosen, selected, created to do dhikr of Allah, to remember Allah. To remember Allah. Like the doctor, his duty is that if he does this action, he will be given the profession title of doctor. I gave the example, the sweet maker, and he sells the sweets. If he manufactures, then he'll be given the title teacher. The teacher educates teachers. Then they are deserved of the title teacher. So insan, Allah Ta'ala says, human being, I created the human being, and his function, objective and duty is to remember me, Allah says. Remember me. And the examples Allah has given in many places, called فَصَبَحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah said, all the creation, the universe I've made, Allah Ta'ala says. Everything, the creatures, the creation, everything that's there, from the small to the big, from the dust particle to the biggest powerful item in everything in the heavens and the earth, rather higher, arsh, farsh, everything, everywhere, the wujud, the existence, sabha lillahi ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard, is on one thing. The wujud, the creation, existence, is on the one point that they do the dhikr of Allah. The dhikr of Allah, that's the example Allah's giving. That the whole universe and creation, everything that's created, the creatures, their standard, the basis of creation, they can stay existing if they remember me, Allah Ta'ala says. They are existing due to the basis of remembering me. My dhikr. That leaf, which is attached to a twig, to a branch, it will keep on remaining fastened to that twig as long as it remembers Allah. And when it becomes negligent, Allah Ta'ala detaches it from the twig, it falls to the ground, dry. That bird flies, will continue to fly and will have life as long as it remembers Allah. And when it disbelieves and stops Allah's dhikr, then it falls to prey. And that fish that is swimming in the water, which is swimming and enjoying, and as long as it does dhikr of Allah, fine. And when it's negligent of the dhikr of Allah, then Allah Ta'ala allows it to be caught due to its negligence. Anything, wujud, in existence, cannot stay in this universe, Allah Ta'ala says, as long as it does dhikr of Allah, it can stay. If it doesn't, it will not stay. It's wujud. So insan, who's been created for this universe, can he keep on living without dhikr of Allah? What's the difference? That in this universe, Allah says that the other creatures and animals, they perish when they don't remember Allah. They cease to exist. But insan, Allah gives test and challenge and exam. And he's given this opportunity, he's been given the time in the life, he's been given the opportunity that maybe now we'll understand that what was the objective of creating you, O insan? And it starts to do the dhikr of Allah and it remembers Allah, the human being. And there's a time frame that's given to the human being. And it's not like the otherwise would be like the leaf and the tree and the fish and the animal. Allah says, come on, understand, take heed. If you don't understand and you live your life without dhikr, without ma'rifah of Allah, the nearness of Allah, and you depart from this world, then really we were living the life of those people who had no life inside us, no ruh. We're not written as the people who are alive in the book of Allah. Allah says, you can say a million times he's living, he's eating, he's drinking and walking, and hundreds of thousands can say to you, doctors, that you're alive, but if you will not be a human being unless you carry out the duty of the human being. I'm giving the example that if we don't implement the attribute, the quality qualities Allah has given to us. Allah Ta'ala automatically has told us Himself in the Quran, and we will not be accepted as humans or as alive as long as we don't do the dhikr of Allah. So my brothers, this is not a minor thing. That today we are in the world and we're running around and we think that we can do dhikr according to our desire and our choice. This isn't life. We're not living. We're not alive. That person's not alive if he's not remembering Allah. So Allah Ta'ala says. And who are those people? Those who don't remember Allah, who don't do dhikr. It is like they have no life. And if Allah Ta'ala gives the title of a person as he's deceased, he can say 1,000 times, 100,000 times, I'm alive, but he's not alive. You see examples of people, yes, that you know somebody's passed away, you know, the flies rotate around that person, fly around that person, and the snake, scorpion can come and devour it. In the same way, a person, an animal that's dead, that all the creatures float around him, but the person who's not alive, he goes towards unlawful deeds, he runs left and right towards the dunya, he has no standard of life. No guidance, no framework, no standard, nothing. There's no basis to life, how to get up in the morning, what to do, where to eat, how to run the business, how to do the transactions, whatever comes in the hand, just follow the life, and whichever way the wind blows, we'll go that way. Isn't it? And those people who do this, they start as well. They say, look, the rest of the world's doing this, we've got to do the same, isn't it? Everyone else is doing this, we've got to do, what difference does it make? We've got to go towards these things. And if you try to explain to them, like, do this, you're doing wrong. Because he's deceased, he doesn't have the energy to do the right action. That woman, she doesn't have the energy to do the action of haya and shame and modesty. They can't do that. So the person who is not doing dhikr of Allah, who is not alive in the heart, then they cannot fulfill the duties that Allah Ta'ala has given to us as the guidance. إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah says you have to totally come into being, into life, into existence by doing the dhikr of Allah. Then you will follow the duties in the framework of life that Allah Ta'ala has given. That's the sign of life. The sign of life is not today we've eaten sweet or salty food or samosas, we're running around. That's not the sign of life. The sign of life is the person who's alive. He'll be ya'budun. Every moment, every second, everything from morning till night, the program will be obedience to Allah for that person. Obedience to Allah, will that be the person's? And if in between there's a sin, then the same way he will end that sin because he's got life. For example, you are alive and the scorpion comes. Well, a person, if the scorpion comes, a snake comes near to you. Yes, a serpent, you will make it run away, you'll try to scare it. In the same way, the person who's alive physically and he's obeying Allah. And if in the day he commits an action which is wrong, which is a sin, then if a person's alive, he moves it out of the way. Just like the person moves the scorpion, snake, serpent out of the way. If he's alive, the person, he does the dhikr of Allah, then he does the istighfar, he repents, he tries to move the sin away. Allah, forgive me, I've made a sin, I've made a mistake. Then he does tawbah again. Then he's scared, he's got distress. For example, there's somebody who's alive. Something attacks the person, he tries to save the other person. So this is the sign of life and death. So a person's deceased, a snake, a scorpion comes, the flies come, devour him. So the same person, the person who's not alive with the dhikr, he does goes towards all the sins. He doesn't care. He goes towards the sins. He has no regret, no fear, no thoughts, no regard. He's not afraid. He goes towards the sins because he's not afraid of what's happening, what's around him. So what's this a sign of? The lifeless person. The deceased person, الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبُّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ رَبُّهُ. So, do you understand this? Let's understand, do we know, are we alive or are we dead? Are we alive or are we dead? Are we living or are we not living? I have to think, how does my morning occur? How does my morning pass? How does my day pass? Or am I just living for the sake of it, walking on the street, get up in the morning, go to work, eat, drink, disappointment, see that person, buy this, do that, take his money, give his money, eat his wealth. That's it, life, life, dunya, dunya, world, world. That's the basis of our life. Isn't it? And if the dunya has overwhelmed a person, and his life is just dunya and nothing else, then what success is there? And if just the taste of dunya comes, the enjoyment of mal, of wealth, of hoarding wealth, and just increasing the wealth, and over and above the requirements, he's saving the money. He knows, I only need this much, but if I get this much, and if I pass away, my breath pass away, all this money, this million, trillion that I've earned, there's no benefit for me for earning this and hoarding this, because the base of my life is what? If £100 comes into my life, into my pocket, that's enough for me to live my life. But keep on saving, hoarding, saving, hoarding. Allah Ta'ala says, أَلْحَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرُ كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. He's trying to hoard so much, he can't take the check, the cash, the money into the grave, but he's exceeding and hoarding and amassing and saving. And that person is deceased. He's lifeless. What a beautiful sign that we've given. How can we say with a broad chest, big head, that we're alive? We're not living the life. We are following the desires. That basis of my life is the desires, is the nafsiyat. This is the sign of the lifeless person. Look at history, in the history of mankind. Alhamdulillah, look at the lives of people. Can you see the person who's alive, that he will see these characteristics in his life? No, a person who's alive, you will never see the greed and amassing and hoarding dunya, greed and selfishness and no regard for others. No, this is not right. We say that we do dhikr and we are like this. No, the sign of life, of being in existence, as I said, the person who's alive, he will not go towards wrong actions. He will not commit the sins. And for the person who's lifeless, he can have all the wrong actions in life. There's two opposites. There's a person who's lifeless. And if he put hot water, boiling water, cold water, freezing water on that lifeless person, he will continue to lie down without any movement. The same way the person's alive and you put freezing water, boiling water, he'll scream out, "Why are you frying hot water on me, cold water on me, freezing water?" The person speaks in it. So this is the sign of life, that when there's kharafat and loss, and night and day there's just loss, and walking and talking, 2 + 2 = 4 and more and this, and there's no sign of the person that he's doing the right actions, that you try to explain, "Stop now, brother, stop, person, how much are you going to keep on earning? You're for the sake of your children, you're making excuses. How long?" You haven't even got tawakkal, that every person should bring his own rizq. Remember this, that every child, why are you running after for the children, that this person who's lifeless, this is the sign of your lifelessness, that you are not taking heed, you're not taking the warnings, you're standing in your grave. What, one foot in the grave? This is a big message, my friends. If we had consciousness and a bit of shame and a bit of awareness and consciousness, then by Allah, we would understand that we are on the wrong path. We're wasting our time. We're just amassing dunya and temporary things. We are living a lifeless life. Nothing in there. This is a waste of time. This is like, I tell you the event that Hazrat, my Sheikh, explained about a pious predecessor. And I feel like I have revised that today and mentioned that again today. And I've said that again before you, to you today, that there's a friend of Allah. And one wali of Allah had the desire to go towards the other wali of Allah, to visit him, to travel to him. Why? He said, "I had the desire, I wanted to go and visit that wali, because to travel to see the face of a wali of Allah is ibadah, it's worship. To travel, to go and see the face of the wali Allah, to have his ziyarah, to his sohbat, his company, is ibadat, worship. And to watch his face, mercy, is our mercy of Allah, the rahmat of Allah. If you see the wali of Allah, his blessed face, then consider that you are successful and your forgiveness has come. This is a great, great deed. So, to look at the face of the mother and the father, you get the reward of Hajj and Umrah. Don't you? Of course you do. Because they've reared you, they give you food, bread, filled your stomach. But Allah Ta'ala's wali, his friend, will take you to Jannah. He has nourished your ruh, your spirit. He has nourished your ruh, given you the true eternal life. So by looking at his face, you attain Jannah, paradise, forgiveness. So only some people attain this. From these eyes, we look at a lot of things. But very few people understand and recognize the wali's face. And Allah Ta'ala gives to those people who Allah Ta'ala wants to give them their mercies. That on the day of Qiyamah, you will understand that that person used to watch him and used to reject him. Did you know who that person was? "No, Allah, I didn't know who was it." Allah says, "You didn't recognize him? You didn't know who this person was? You didn't know who this individual was? And I kept on sending you to him 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, half an hour. He was speaking, you were watching him, looking at him in his company. You were understanding at that time, this was my kamal, my fadl, my blessings. I sent you to his blessed company." And I give you examples. Allah says, "Who is it I was watching, Allah?" The individual says, Allah says, that you are living behind the veil. "Shall I show you today who was that person?" Then Allah Ta'ala will show his face. "Did you see him?" And his face will be shining, the wali of Allah, on the day of judgment. And you'll say, "Yes, Allah, I watched him, I looked at him." Allah Ta'ala says that, "Shall I tell you the reward of looking at him? That before that day when you didn't see him, you had reached near or into the hellfire, but I was merciful to you. Then quickly get this person out of the hellfire. So I sent you to the company of my mahbub, my beloved, my wali." So this is karam. This is mercy. For us, we think this is nothing. This is a minor, insignificant. When such situations arise, then brothers, straight away do shukr of Allah. Straight away do shukr of Allah. This is not the magic of anyone. This is the fadl of Allah. Allah, you are merciful, my Mawla. Allah, my creator, my eyes were so tired of seeing the evil things, the impure things. Every moment, my eyes every day used to watch the bad things, the evil things, the dirty things. But you turned my face towards the good and showed me the sohbat of you, wali of Allah. So what was I saying earlier? That this is a big message that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Big message that, look, dhikr, pay regard to dhikr. We think, "Oh no, we've done dhikr." No, Allah Ta'ala says, this is the sign that if you want to be alive, if you want life, then at least morning and evening, remember Allah. Sit down and remember Allah. That take the company of the wali of Allah. Listen to him. Sit at his company. Take his sohbah. Where will the wali of Allah come? Seek the wali of Allah. Start from the morning. Look for the wali. Look for the friend of Allah. Hazrat Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha said, "Oh, Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where will we seek the friend of Allah?" This is important. Like, for example, you come to a city and When you go from one city to another city, from Bolton, you move somewhere else, you move to another locality, I can't remember the names of the cities, you go to another city. Bradford, I just remembered Bradford. Okay, so first and foremost, what will you do? You will, according to the climate and your needs, you say, who shall I make my GP, general practitioner? Who will be my doctor? You do this, don't you? So there'll be GPs, there won't be, the government has prepared in every district, locality, there's a ward, this is the GP. So you say, which GP is good? You'll ask people, who shall I make as my GP? Because obviously, when you have the flu, the runny nose, you'll start looking for the GP, look for the doctor. So Allah Ta'ala has given us a big objective of life, massive, that we have to make our hearts alive. And that if we see the walis of Allah, that our hearts and our lives will become full of the energy, then has Allah Ta'ala not prepared and sent the walis to this earth? So as Aisha Siddiqa said, Ya Rasulullah, this is so important, the GP, the spiritual GP. Who shall we take as the wali of Allah? Shouts out, takes people on a march, a demonstration, he's got mariz running behind him. Is he the wali of Allah? Rasulullah gave the explanation. No. That in my mind, the meaning of the hadith that comes to my mind right now, this is the meaning, that the first sign, Alladhi Yadhkuru Rabbahu, Wala Yadhkuru Rabbahu, that person that he does not have the iman. The life. So if you're looking for a person who's a wali of Allah, who's close to Allah, like you make a niyyah today that, yes, I've got to sit with the wali of Allah. And who's the wali of Allah? What is it I have to say to him first and foremost? What are the words I have to say to him? What is the communication I'll say to him? Who are we seeking? Allah Ta'ala zikr we have to do with that person in their company. We're not going to speak about anything else, are we? So what's the issue here? The point, the learning. What has Allah Ta'ala prepared for us in this world, on this earth? Allah Ta'ala said, via Rasulullah SAW, Aisha, it's not hard to find the wali of Allah. The thing that you're looking for, the person you're looking for, it's very easy. How do we find him? Will be a big person, small person. And nowadays the generation is very difficult, tough conditions, environment, very difficult to find good people, good individuals, characters. So this door has been closed today. Oh, forget it, going looking for pious people. Just pray your own salah. Don't need to look for a teacher, a pious person. How big a ni'mah of Allah you are rejecting, shunning. Make effort, strive, look for the wali of Allah. How is it you want find the wali of Allah? If Allah Ta'ala has given us a big duty to remember him, to learn his dhikr, do 2 rak'ah nafal salah, make me Allah, we need to find your wali, help us Allah. How can I just sit with my hand on my hand and I don't go and seek? You'll ask me tomorrow, did you find my wali? I send my wali to your locality. Allah will ask us, what's the first sign? Who has told us this? Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Aisha Sadiqa was answered, that the first sign of the wali is when you see his face, you will remember Allah. The pious person, the good person, when you see his face, you will remember Allah, nothing else, end of story. What will you remember? Allah. So he will remember Allah so much, the wali, the person who's close to Allah. When you serve that person, you'll just remember Allah, dhikr. So when, how will you remember Allah? Where is dhikr happening? How to do dhikr? When will dhikr happen? Should we do dhikr or not? So the first sign of the wali is the dhikr of Allah. Because you remember Allah when you see that person. There's no other point that will be discussed there. Tazkira, dhikr, remembrance of Allah. Allah Ta'ala's remembrance and that's it, nothing else. So when you see a situation, a pious person, recognized by how, when you see that person, you remember Allah. The second sign, that when you go in his company, you've gone into his company, and after going into his company, yourself, you felt sitting there. You felt yourself in his company, that inside your heart, a bit of the love of Allah has come into your heart. Aha, little bit of jazbah and passion that we should do this. Ah, yeah, this is the situation. And you take this feeling away from that gathering after sitting in a sohbah company 15, 20 minutes, you listen to his words, and in your heart, this jazbah, passion has arisen, it's alighted, it's come. The passion has been lit. That even if you sigh a deep sigh, cool sigh, yes, this is good. I understand that that's enough. Then you've reached to the right destination. And the third sign, Allahu Akbar, great sign. Great sign. That the biggest alim is that person. The biggest alim, you listen to the alims, the scholars, the lectures. But in his gathering, that his little points, small statements, there's no condition, he's an alim, he's got a degree, he's got a certificate from an institution. But the miracle is when you sit in his gathering and you depart, then there will be increase in your knowledge. Increase in your knowledge. Yeah? There will be benefit in your knowledge. Those words you'll have learnt, those precious pearls that you've never heard before. And you hear many things. And you leave the gathering, you forget. But when you listen to the wali wala, you will not forget his blessed words. They will be impregnated in your heart and mind. So seek, drive, make effort. I'm like you, I'm looking, you're looking. MashaAllah. I was given that good opportunity many, many decades ago. I met my sheikh, and these were the signs that I saw in my teacher. In Al-Madina Al-Munawwara, after Ishraq, subhanAllah, the sun was rising, and it was the climate, At that time it was the Babi Jibreel, and I was leaning against Ashabi Sufa and I was looking at the rosa doing dua that Allah allow me to meet a wali of Allah. I was young, youthful, 27 years old, and I asked Allah for Allah Ta'ala's nenes in front of the Rawda Mubarak. So how can it be possible that Allah Ta'ala at that time would not accept the dua? Allah Ta'ala saw the heart. Today I remember the scene in my heart, in my mind. That is Jannah for me, that is paradise for me. Where you see the wali of Allah, that is Jannah and everything for the individual. I can never forget that time. Never forget that time that you assigned yourself to the wali of Allah. Never forget those moments. You should never forget those moments. I've written a naat on that. A couplet, a poem. So I did dua to Allah. So who will go to Medina? From where did I go to? From there, where did I go? Where does the sheikh come from? The teacher, the guidance. I was leaning against like this, leaning. At the sunrise time, January climate, beautiful month, beautiful climate. Every month is beautiful in Madinatul Munawwarah, but beautiful month, beautiful climate. I was looking at the sun, it was rising. I'm talking about the 60s. Yes, there was dusty streets and Haram Sharif, you could see from where your residence was. Yeah? And mashallah, you could see the building very clearly, and there were chickens and birds near Babi Jibreel, and there were no other shops and big towers, and there were like mud huts, and I looked at the rawda and the tears were kind of, ah, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, be merciful that I can also meet a wali of Allah and correct myself, and life is passing. A minute did not pass, a second did not pass. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave everything from there. Tell me. So have courage. Have determination. Someone like me who's impure, mashallah, you are praying 5 times salah, you go on tabligh, you revive the deen, you listen to ta'aleem, mashallah, you will understand like a click of a finger. And it won't even be morning and you'll have, inshallah, found the wali. But what do you do with the company? What do you learn from the wali of Allah? The dhikr of Allah. Revive your heart, make yourself alive, nothing else. Don't go into the games, the tricks, oh, do this for me, do dua for me, may my shop flourish, and do dua for me, take this person jinn out, take that bhut out, take that ghost out, make this person ill, do badua. No. Don't go to some other doctor, physician, don't go to the wali of Allah for dunya. Come, say to the wali, I've come to you, please revive my heart. Invigorate my heart. And if my heart's not alive, or if the heart does not become alive, and that person calls himself a wali, then complain to that person. But inshallah, within a second, your heart will start to do dhikr of Allah, remember Allah. So this is the choice we have to take. We have to make the decision. We have to make the route. So brothers, life is that life in which a person does the dhikr of Allah. The woman, the live woman, the alive man, children, all of those are those who are living with the dhikr of Allah. What's the sign? Not dunya. They don't have dunya. The teacher, the wali has akhirah, hereafter, Allah's worship. May Allah Ta'ala give us such company of a good pious person so that when we depart from this world, alhamdulillah, we say the name of Allah and we do the dhikr of Allah and we depart. Wa akhru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Recite the Durood Sharif.